I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And now what? With the president sworn in, it's time to get to work. Yesterday, he laid out what supporters and critics are calling a liberal agenda, from gay rights to climate change and immigration reform and gun control. In a couple of minutes, the resistance he will face, we're going to speak with a woman who's become an advocate for carrying concealed weapons everywhere after her parents were killed in a mass shooting. But the first test facing the president and Congress, the country's about to run out of money again unless Congress votes to increase the debt ceiling. House Republicans are planning to vote tomorrow to forego their original threat to shut down the government and to raise the ceiling without spending cuts at least until May 18th. But will the Senate and the president go along? Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of the Topline webcast. Rick, you know, yesterday, as you know, the president never really talked about the debt or the ceiling. He made one reference to a deficit. You know, some Republicans like Rob Portman of Ohio are feeling that was kind of the elephant in the room. But was the president sending a message by not talking about debt?
100% he was. He was saying, first of all, he'd love to not be dealing with the deficit and debt issues. That's forced on him by the Republicans. But bigger than that, he doesn't want his second four years, defined by those pitched battles that defined the last 2 years of his first term. So he wants to move the conversation beyond that. He'd like nothing more than to not have to deal with these before. And what you heard instead was a ringing endorsement of a liberal social welfare state, really. Medicare, Social Security, these are programs Republicans want to rein in as part of the debt. He said these are absolutely critical.
Well, not just that, a reminder of the country's history built on the government doing things like building roads and being a part of building the economy. But so this new extension that Republicans are considering, big political turnaround for a lot of the conservatives. What's the thinking behind the extension, first of all? I mean, what happened in this retreat that they went on that led to this?
I think of it like this. They have a couple of little chips at the casino that they're cashing in for one big chip right now. And they're conceding in the short term that they were likely to lose the PR battle around a big debt ceiling fight over the next couple of weeks. But they decided to rather than just cave entirely, to give the president a couple of months, but to then throw it back in his court. First of all, to sign a short-term extension, and second of all, to force him and force the Democrats to outline their own budget, their own priorities, something that can actually pass in the Democratic-controlled Senate. So I think it's a short-term retreat that allows them to regroup and to fight a bigger battle later on in the spring. I think tactically it's savvy to realize, from the Republican perspective, this is not likely to be a winning argument.
Okay, but does Leader Boehner in the House have the votes to do it? Has he convinced the conservatives not to shut down the government? And in the Democratic Party-controlled Senate, are there the votes there?
Unclear. Yeah, I talked to one House Republican leader over the weekend and said, you know, we're going to do our best and hopefully can get our guys there. But this is one of those things where the leadership is a little bit ahead of the members. We've seen that work out not so well in the past. But I do think they have a strong argument to make, at least inside the House, that this is a smart thing to do. And it puts a lot of pressure on the Democrats. A lot of Democrats, including President Obama, that don't want to deal with this on a short-term, couple months-by-month scenario. But they'd be hard-pressed to turn down an increase to the debt ceiling when the risk is defaulting on U.S. debt.
Well, and some of the Democrats want all 4 years, push it back 4 years. Let us do the spending that we need to do to help the economy recover is their thinking. And we have these other fiscal deadlines, March 1st. These are the steep automatic spending cuts in defense and domestic programs scheduled to kick in, the so-called sequestration. March 27th, the current authority to keep the government operating runs out. And then, as we just said, May 18th, the debt ceiling debate will pop back up again if it's kicked down the road by the Republicans. What's happening politically? The president clearly thinks he has the upper hand. Republicans seem to have blinked, but as you just said, it could be savvy. Just in a few seconds, what do you think happens?
Well, I think the big unknown dynamic is how the president enlists those minions, the army that was out there on the National Mall and around the country. If he's able to bring them into the debate and put pressure on Republican members of Congress,
you mean people, average people.
That's right, yeah. Real human beings in this part of this process. That could change politics as we know it, and it could have a big impact on this budget fight and many other things.
Okay, Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.